This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Hey, it's Carol and Mike. Good afternoon, everybody. Just past 1 o'clock, hour number 2, brought to you by Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and now with a brand new drive-thru in Londonderry. RedArrowDiner.com. Also, Express Jewelry Center on South Main and Concord. ExpressJewelryNH.com. Precision repair and sales. And tell them that Carol and Mike sent you when you visit our sponsors. Also, keep listening to The Pulse for your chance to win our Mother's Day prize package. Have you heard about this, Carol?
I have.
Very nice. An overnight stay at Gunstock Inn in Guildford, along with dinner for two at their Schuster's Tavern and Steakhouse. Massage, spa, and health club access are included. All that for some lucky mom. Stay tuned to The Pulse 107.7 for details and a chance to qualify to win.
I wonder if I can qualify.
Nope. Sorry, Daryl, you're on the hook for this one, Pat.
Yeah, that's right. Although I'm not his mother.
Well, no, that's very true, but you are a mom. So,
yes, I am.
So in that regard, I thought you were going to catch me on that one. But
I know. That was pretty good.
I know you're not his mom.
I know.
Oh, you guys are a nice looking couple.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. We're both really happy.
I can tell.
Yes.
That's a good thing. No, it's nice. Right?
It is. You know where I get a lot of my, you know, I sign up for a lot of, you know, you get updates every week, you know, in your email box and stuff. And you know what's a really good one? Are you connected with Betty Crocker at all?
I am not.
BettyCrocker.com.
Really?
They, you know, the recipes, and I've done a few of the recipes too in the past. And, you know, I just got one in and it's, you know, Betty's Guide to Backyard Parties. And, you know, there's a, you click on it, 7 ways to grill chicken perfectly. And the directions are really, because I don't grill, but I was like reading them this morning and I'm like, wow, not bad. And then there's a whole 12 salads every potluck needs, all kinds of different potluck recipes.
Change it up, bring
salads.
Something new, surprise
yes, exactly.
your friends and family, right?
Exactly. You know what I really love? Do you like caprese?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I make a really, really good caprese. And you know, it's like light and refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean, the basil is what gives it that really refreshing, you know, mint, not minty, but just gives your mouth that little hello.
It does. It definitely does. Yeah. Well, you know, I got my box also from Steve Sherpa.
Steve
Sopranos.
Sherpa, right, who was on last week. He's got a whole line of Italian tomato sauces.
Yes, and I also ordered, I got in the balsamic glaze.
How's that? Have you tried it yet?
I haven't tried it yet. No, but that'll be great on my caprese. You know, drizzle
some
of that on top of it.
Yeah, yeah,
yum.
Yeah.
You know,
and his products available at Shaw's.
Yeah.
I mean, you can order them by mail as you did. And he also sent us a little sample care package that just arrived as well. So.
Yeah, which was very nice.
Yeah, yummy.
Yeah.
So what else you got for us?
All right. I have, what do you think is America's unhealthiest meal? This is at one of the... It's at a chain restaurant,
okay.
You know, fast food, obviously.
Right. All right.
Actually, you know, it really isn't fast food. You do go in here and you sit down. I'm
all
sorry.
Right. Well, that helps narrow it down.
It is.
Okay.
You go in and you sit down. And we do have one in Manchester. It's fairly new.
Okay.
Giving you some hints.
Yeah, you are.
I am.
So it's a restaurant. It's casual dining.
It is casual dining.
It's not... fast food.
Not fast food.
But the unhealthiest meal, in other words, it's like probably a platter or a combo or something?
No. No.
So it's, I was, you know, my first guess would have been a Denny's, but I don't think we have one in Manchester.
No, that's close though.
All right. So something that would probably have to do with a sandwich made out of, out of something that you wouldn't expect. And well, let me guess the calorie count, 3,000.
Higher.
Really?
Yes. Isn't that crazy? It is. It's higher. The calorie count is 3,540.
Oh. And that's basically a pound is a calorie.
Yeah, exactly.
A pound is 30 something. Oh, boy. I don't know. And who did this survey? Who's making this up?
Who is, I'm not sure. Well, I got this on Thrillist.
Okay, Thrillist.com.
I got it on Thrillist.com.
Right.
Yes,
okay,
yes. And let me see here. Last year's top honor went to Long John Silver's.
Okay.
It was last year.
Which is a seafood place, not around here that I can think of.
Yeah, I don't think so. But this one's fairly new. It's at the mall.
Oh, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Nope, not Buffalo Wild Wings. Nope.
Oh, but it's new at the mall? Mall of New Hampshire?
It is.
Oh, boy.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, I want the
answer. We have Kevin from New Boston. Maybe he wants to chime in on this before I say.
All right, Kevin.
Kevin, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Not bad, but I can guarantee it. My guess is not going to be what you're going to come up with, because you're saying the mall, and I'm thinking a place called Chez Vachon, their Poutine. That can't be very good, you know?
Poutine.
That is so good over there. Oh, my goodness.
I've never eaten there, and I need to get there, don't I?
You do.
And I call myself French-Canadian, eh?
Yeah, right.
Hey, I'll tell you right now, when you start eating that and you see the melted cheese and the gravy and the french fry, I mean, there's everything that your doctor and nutritionist are probably saying no to.
Definitely, especially on Healthy Monday.
Yeah.
So when you're about something with so many calories, this has got to be the right up there. I mean, we're talking probably the difference between, you know, 1 and 2 calorie difference between what you're going to mention.
Maybe. Did you ever see the challenge that they do over there at Chez Vachon? They have a Poutine challenge. It comes out. Yes, you next time you go, look on the wall, because they have pictures of people that have done the challenge, either finished or not finished, and they have pictures of them, and it comes out on this sheet pan piled with Poutine. It's like crazy. It's crazy. It really is.
Do they have a picture on the wall of the people afterwards that are taken by ambulance?
Yeah, no, right?
Stop it.
Well, no, because, I mean, Poutine is very, very rich.
It is. It is very
rich. It's worth it. You got melted cheese, you got the gravy, and then you got french fries that's fried. Don't get me wrong, I love it. There's nothing in there that you could even arguably say is healthy.
Right. You're right. But I don't think it's up that high in calories.
No.
Kevin. I don't know.
Probably 500, probably 1,000 per serving. 7 to 1,000 per, you know, depending on how the size is.
Yeah, I don't think it's over 3,500 calories.
I sense, Kevin, that you don't know the answer. You wanted to get your Poutine.
I'm definitely interested in hearing the answer, though.
All right. Well, hang up and listen to your radio.
Right.
And Carol is about to give it to you. Thanks for your call.
Thank you, Kevin.
Call us anytime, 866-823-1077. Anybody else wants to take a guess, you can do so. But I think I can't hold Carol back. I need to know, and I'm not aware of any new food places besides Buffalo Wild Wings there.
Red Robin.
Oh, Red Robin. Yes, where, what used to be there before? Ruby Tuesdays?
Ruby Tuesday.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, it's Red Robin.
All right.
They got the number one America's Unhealthiest Meal. I don't know why you would want that award, but Red Robin's Monster A1 Peppercorn Burger with bottomless steak fries. They give all the fries you want over there.
Oh,
Did you know that? You
no.
can eat as many fries as you want. If they give, you know, they give you your order, and if you want more, they go and get you more.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Potatoes aren't that
they
expensive.
They wonder why Americans are so fat.
I mean, it's
terrible. It really is. And a Monster salted caramel shake. That must be probably where 2,000 calories are easy.
Probably. Well, the part that actually sounds really good to me is the pepper crusted or pepper dusted?
Yeah, it's A1 peppercorn burger.
Now, see, that really, I like that.
That sounds really
good.
That
really, I love peppercorn anything.
Yeah.
So I would do that. A couple of fries, a sip of the shake, cut it down to 1,000 calories.
Exactly.
And take it home and have it for 2 more meals.
Exactly.
So that is the unhealthiest meal combo as judged by some organization.
Yes. I guess they do this every year. The plenty of talented runners up, including the big hookup platter. Oh, from the hookup platter from Joe's Crab Shack. Have you ever eaten there?
I don't think so. No,
it's really good.
I've been to Crab Shacks in Maryland before. I don't think it was a franchise one though.
Yeah, this one I think is Joe's Crab Shack.
Probably is.
I'm pretty
sure
it is. But they came in second, 3,280 calories. The Brulee. Oh, wait a minute. No. That's the big hookup platter. And then the Brulee French toast from Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, Cheesecake Factory.
2,780 calories.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. And a big slab of St. Louis spare ribs from Famous Dave's, 2,770 calories.
Right, Famous Dave's, which used to be on South Willow, but now it's a Japanese
Masa. And
wow, that's some pretty serious eating.
Isn't that serious eating?
Yeah.
I mean, that is like, I don't know.
I mean, it all sounds good, but it's not.
No.
For you, if you do it every day. Now, if you're going to treat yourself once in a while, we're not saying don't go to those places, but every day would not be your best advice.
That salted caramel shake sounds pretty
good. It does. You know, we need to get one and maybe split it sometime.
We could try that.
Well, you thought it might be the heaviest caloric aspect of that meal, huh?
I think it might be a big part of it.
Well, but see, here's the open-ended part of this. The tricky part is if you are given unlimited amounts of steak fries, that could swing this number either way.
It really could.
Because if you just want one French fry and your steak and your shake, or your hamburger and your shake, then you might be shaving off 500 to 1,000
exactly.
calories.
Exactly. Right. Definitely.
Field trip. Grand Robin. Well, I'm just glad that you didn't make it onto that list, so your restaurant.
Oh, gosh. Jeepers. I don't know. Did you know, and then, you know, I was looking up 15 things you didn't know about Five Guys Burgers.
Five Guys Burgers. There's one over on South Willow, right?
There is.
And there's one, I think, in Derry.
Yes,
is there not?
You know, he is all over. Court Mendez, I know him well.
Oh,
he's
you do?
The owner.
Okay.
He's very nice.
Is he a local guy?
Yes, he is. He's a local guy.
Oh, he is? Really?
We're going to have to have him on.
I didn't know that Five Guys originated.
Well, no. It didn't originate.
Oh.
I'm sorry. No, he's not the original owner.
Is he the franchise guy?
He's the franchise guy.
Got it.
He owns quite a few franchises.
Okay.
I think he's up to like 8 or 9. Mm. He's very, very busy. But we should have him on the show sometime.
Yes.
He's a really, really nice guy.
Would he bring us lunch?
I bet he would.
All right, so Five Guys.
There's nothing like... Oh, it's locked. Door's locked. Yes. But what is what the Five Guys refer? Do you know what the Five Guys refers to?
I do not.
His five sons.
Oh, well,
which is
that's a nice tribute to
I
your
thought
kids.
That was really interesting.
Right. So that's where they got the name.
Yeah,
I don't know how old the franchise
guys.
Is. All right.
And each of his sons has a part of the business, and you know, one of them takes care of marketing. The other one takes care of setup of franchises and all that kind of stuff. I thought that was pretty cool. And then it says here, too, it says back in the very early experimental days, the Morels, his name is Joe Morel, tested out Five Guys coffee. It went very, very poorly.
Okay. You know what? Do a couple things really good and leave the coffee to Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks and Red Arrow.
That is true. And according to the official website, there are over 250,000 possible ways to order a burger at Five Guys.
Really?
Yeah, because of all their different kinds of toppings.
Okay.
You know, they have like kind of, they have a burger bar also. So,
there are things you didn't know about Five Guys.
I know. There's all kinds of stuff in that Thrillist.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty
check
cool.
It out.
All kinds of food.
Hey, can
stuff.
We go into the kitchen for a couple minutes for some shortcuts?
Definitely.
The expression that people use is hacks. You know, if you want to do something faster, it's like a hack. So here are some either faster or really ingenious things that I'm stealing out of the May and June issue of Cooks Illustrated.
Love that.
Which is it's a terrific magazine, and they run through some things that you say, why didn't I think of that?
It's
right?
True.
I don't know if they do this every issue.
I think they do.
Their,
I'm pretty sure.
Their quick tips. Cleaning crevices, or crevasses, if you prefer. Cookware with tight crevices like the George Foreman grill or like a panini press. They suggest that you find one of those compressed air dusters that blows out all this air. And it gets in all the little crooks and nooks and crannies and everything. And the crumbs and the crud that accumulates there, you just blow it right out. One of those.
That's pretty. Like even one of those things when you clean your keyboard out. Isn't that like kind of what that
that's
is?
That's kind of why they
spray?
Invented that. Yes. That's the exact same thing, Carol. You're right. You can use it for your George Foreman grill. Who knew?
Who would have thought?
Now, this one, I love this one because when you're cooking, typically you put your cookbook down on the counter and the pages flip around and it's difficult sometimes.
Right.
Or maybe you have a book stand. Well, guess what? You have a bunch of book stands you didn't realize in your kitchen. Here it is. Somebody has sent in a suggestion using a large salad bowl as your cookbook stand. In other words, you take the cookbook and you just kind of set it down. And just by the shape and the depth of it, it holds the book open. And it doesn't get on the counter, so it's not going to get greasy.
That's a pretty cool idea.
I love that idea.
Yes, I can't wait to try it.
I'm all over that one. Here is a new and more efficient way to tenderize kale. Not Ken Kale.
Kale?
But kale. Do you not like kale?
I do like kale.
It's great for smoothies because you don't really taste it.
True.
And you're getting all the benefits and nutrition. They found that kneading and squeezing chopped raw kale tenderizes the hearty green. But since you can work only so much kale in your hands at one time, somebody from Indiana came up with a more efficient approach. She places a few cups of leaves in a partially open Ziploc bag and presses on them with a rolling pin for about 2.5 minutes.
Really?
So you have to have the bag open a little so the air can come out, but you just roll it. Plus, think of the exercise.
True.
Hey.
That's true.
So, love your kale tender, as Elvis would sing. No, that was somebody else. All right. Now, a better way to store mushrooms. Mushrooms, sometimes you put them in a bag and they start to turn brown and they get kind of slimy.
They do get slimy.
Right? And I love mushrooms, but you know what? I don't love them when they don't look that great.
No.
Even though they're fine, nothing wrong with them. To keep loose mushrooms fresh for as long as possible, place them in an empty strawberry container. Its vents allow spoilage-hastening ethylene gas to disperse. Well, I mean, they sell them that way to begin with in some places, right?
That is true.
Or sometimes they just put some wrap over a styrofoam container. But save your strawberry container, put your mushrooms in there, and they're going to look and last a lot longer.
Those are good tips.
Better. Yeah. I got a couple more for you, because I know that the George Lawrence is standing by.
He is. He's locked out of the green room. I'm not sure why.
I'm extremely anxious to hear about his key to perfect prime rib.
Yes.
So I'm going to give you one more here. A pizza cutter cover. Now, you got that wheel that you cut your pizza with. And, you know, if you're reaching in the drawer, and we just have our stuff, it's not organized.
Me too.
Open the drawer. If you reach in there, you could cut your hand. You could slice
it. Daryl hates it. I know.
So what you do is you get a sponge and you take the pizza wheel and you slice it along the side, almost the entire length.
Gosh.
You slice it back and forth until you can actually fit the wheel in there. And that is your little protective covering for the very sharp pizza wheel.
That is a great idea also.
Slice the sponge on the side with the wheel and then just kind of work it in there. And that is your little protective pizza cutter cover.
That is very cool.
From the current issue of Cook's Illustrated magazine.
Love that magazine.
Yeah, I do too.
Very, very good.
Yes.
All right. Well, I think we should go on a break.
Why don't we do that?
And in honor of National Prime Rib Day, stay tuned because Dad is going to be giving a prime rib recipe. And it's a really, really good
recipe too.
So, all right. Stay tuned. You're listening to Food for Thought. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Hi, everybody. It's Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We're at about 1:28 in the afternoon on The Pulse, WTPL 107.7. Our show is brought to you by Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, Bedford and Londonderry, IntegrityFit.com, and Belmont Hall and Restaurant on Grove Street in Manchester, BelmontHall.net. Top quality foods made fresh for over 50 years.
Here we go. And how was it outside when you came in, Mike?
It was actually pretty pleasant. It was.
Did the sun peek out at all?
Oh, yeah. It definitely did.
Oh, it did. Okay, good. Yeah. Because it was kind of dreary this morning.
Yeah,
it seemed. Because I can't really quite tell right now, but
no, it's not.
So let's welcome on Dad. Hi,
hello.
Dad.
Hey, George.
Hello, Mike.
I can't call you Dad because we're about the same age. So
okay. I feel like a dad. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Been good.
Feeling better, right?
Yeah. Feeling better.
A little
that's
back issue
okay.
going on and
recovering. Yeah.
Yeah. Your dad and I were discussing ahead of time how when you're used to being healthy all your life, which I have, and you tell me you have, when something like that just debilitates you, it can be depressing.
Well, what happens is like years ago, I had prostate cancer.
Okay.
But it was, I was 60. Mm-hmm. Doop, in, out, boom, boom, done. Right back to work. I felt great. And then about 5 years ago was a knee replacement, which I guess is nothing because
you did great.
I dropped
with that.
The crutches in 3 days. And I was fine.
I love that.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
So I'm going the same way. Oh boy, I'm going to go in here. This is MIS. I don't know how it's S, but minimal invasive surgery. Invasive surgery. Mm-hmm. That's right, MIS. Anyways, it wasn't that easy.
It's on your back now, right?
It's on my back.
For those that may not know.
They only had a 2-inch scar. And it was between 4 and 5. And he said I'd be there an hour, but I was on the table for about 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Hmm.
And I came out with all kinds of problems.
Right. Some collateral issues that you dealt with. But most of those are behind you.
They're going good. They're going good. It's progressing every day.
And what's nice is with just a 2-inch incision, you'll look good on the beach this summer again.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Can't wait to just get out in the yard and be warm.
I know. You know? I
stayed out there Saturday all day. I didn't do much. What I have to be careful is special movements right to left. If you do that, that pain can come back.
Is that right?
But I've been free of it for 4 or 5 days, being extra careful, thinking out every move.
There you go. That's
now,
what
you
got to do.
Doing any like therapy or rehabilitation?
Once a week, twice a week at River's Edge. Yeah, they're very, very good people. There. Boy, they know their stuff. It's excellent. Yeah. They, you know, the little things you do, you know, things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going, come on. You know, her name is Erica. Sure, I said, I'm not going to work it too hard because you're going to be sore tomorrow. I'm not going to be sore over this. I was sore the next day.
Erica was right. Huh?
So you know, you need that real bad.
Yeah, you do. Therapy makes a big difference. It really does.
You know, sit on that ball and all kinds of crazy things. Just bring your knee up, bring your knee up. Come on.
I love it.
Yeah, and every time you do this, you hold your breath. You have to pull your stomach muscles in.
Mm-hmm.
They're practicing the core muscles,
right,
which is good for this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had throat surgery twice, actually.
You're kidding.
Back 10, 12 years ago. 15 years ago and then 9 years ago. I had polyps on my vocal cords.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
And so you have to do therapy for that as well. You know, they take them out so that your vocal cords kind of fit together again because the polyps get in the way and your voice doesn't produce the sound you want it to. It skips sometimes. So they have great technique and had a really terrific surgeon. But you have to do rehab after
you
that.
You wouldn't think so.
Like
okay,
rehab, like,
teach me how to talk again.
Ooh,
yeah.
Like that? Really?
Some of that, yeah. I had to do facial massages and all this stuff so that I would relax more and that I wouldn't tense up when I talk because that was part of the issue. There were lots of things, but again, it's all the things you take for granted, like you were saying, you know, sitting on a ball, that's not going to hurt. Oh, that hurts.
Yeah. wait a minute. I got to hold on here because you can make a wrong
Dad,
move.
I can just see you.
Oh, no. But, you know, you just said the magic words stuck me in my brain. Taking for granted. Just to see somebody go and use a men's room.
Yeah.
No, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You go, wow, you're a lucky guy.
I know. It annoys me when I say
things like that. You know, you take it for granted. All that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, being constipated. Mm-hmm. I never constipated my whole life. You know, no, this is what the outcome of the surgery.
Well, give us a call if you've got a cure for constipation. 866-823-1. No, only kidding.
Yeah,
that'd
be great.
That isn't the topic today.
Well,
is it,
you know, it is. It's a big thing.
Well, I know, but I mean, what you're here to talk about prime rib.
Prime rib, yeah.
Tell me that people can do a good job of it at home.
They can. I can almost guarantee it.
Don't you remember when you gave the recipe on the Taste Buds a few years back?
Sure,
you
sure.
got people calling in about it and emails.
Exactly. I should do that one first, right?
I think you should.
Okay.
You
I have another one with the bone in.
Oh.
And I did not try it yet. And it's totally different.
Really?
I can't wait to try it. The reason I hate to try it, it costs like a son of a gun to buy the whole rib.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with the bone in.
Adds all that weight
but
to
I'll
it.
I'll go after that one. That one's very brief. My regular one, that's something I devised myself at Belmont Hall. And it works. How it starts off is you need to buy a good prime rib, okay? Buy a good prime rib. I would go to Sam's or I'm using advertisements, but any of those good quality meat stores, and they are good quality, don't let anybody kid you. The beef there is outstanding. Sometimes you can even grab some prime cuts, you know, at these places. Anyways, you pick out your size. They're all big. That's, again, they're selling pounds. Remember that. It all goes by poundage. So I buy a boneless one, a boneless prime rib. And the very most important thing that no people do, you have to leave it warm up. Don't
get to
it.
Room temperature.
You know, just don't take it out an hour. They say an hour before. We all say an hour before. It's got to be 2-3 hours. I mean, summer day, be careful. Maybe keep it covered.
Yeah.
So it'll come out slower instead of trying to taint the meat. But anyway, get that message across. And I'm telling you, 50 degrees ain't going to hurt it. 55 ain't going to hurt it, and your health is still going to be there. So that's very important. Now you cover it with EVOO, which is extra virgin olive oil. And that just makes everything adhere, and it does have a breaking down some of the membranes. And I cover it. I put some garlic, cut fine. Spread it around. Don't be afraid. Salt, pepper, And if you don't use the garlic, use granulated garlic. I'm an advocate of granulated garlic, the good stuff. And if I say good stuff, Sysco has the best stuff. Yeah. It's made in Hampshire. It's in Hampshire seasoning. At Sysco.
But can the average person get Sysco products?
Yeah, you go right in here. It's open.
No,
every
no,
day.
No, Dad. You're saying Sysco. It's not Sysco.
No, I'm saying
you
Sysco
always
again.
Say Sysco.
What is it?
No, it
it's,
isn't.
It's over by Coke. What
Cheesco.
Is it? Cheesco.
Oh, I always
Cheesco.
Correct myself. Sysco, Cheesco. Wasn't it Sysco? No, it wasn't
no,
Sysco one
Cheesco.
Time. Okay, it's Cheesco. It's the old Coca Cola.
No, I don't.
The old Coca Cola plant.
Oh, I know where it is. Yeah.
Right behind it.
You can actually go in as a retail customer off the street.
Right, and you get the wholesale. I just went now. Yeah.
Wow.
No paper products. You need some plates. I just went and get myself plates for the house. Yeah, big pile. I think. Yeah, not like you get at the grocery store. And it was like, I think it was $8. No, it's a great place wholesale. Okay. Anyways, off the track here. We have it seasoned very well. And I always like to make it look good. Fresh parsley cut or the dried. It works good. Now we're ready. Before you put the seasoning, you should have put the oven at 500 degrees. Okay? 500 degrees. So that's preheats. Average oven, 20 minutes. Now, you need a space between the prime rib and your pan. This is going to be a short-lipped pan. Because you want that heat to surround it.
So like a rack or something?
Yeah.
Like
well,
at the bottom
a rack,
of your pan?
Well, I don't use a rack. I use celery, carrots. And I'll put the carrots, you know, the big end, the opposite end. So it keeps it level. Celery in between.
Oh, okay.
And all its flavor, and it gets it right up there.
So instead of a rack, which I would have thought to use.
You can use a rack. I always use three carrots.
But you're putting it on another flavor.
On another vegetable, exactly.
Very cool.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's it. When you put it in the oven...
At 500 degrees.
At 500, then you reduce it to 350.
After how long? Right away?
Well, it's roughly 15 to 20 minutes per pound. So I check it to be safe an hour later because you got a huge prime rib. Mm-hmm. 1 hour later, and how it goes is 110 degrees is medium rare, 115 is medium. And 120, be careful, I don't like well done. 120 would be...
Really? And I thought it was...
I know,
I thought
but
it was higher than that.
It isn't higher than that.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it isn't. And when that is reading that, the best touch is to with your fingers, make sure you've washed your hands
yes.
clean, and just if it feels like jelly, it needs more time. You can feel it. It right. wants to firm up. Temperature is climbing. And your thermometer will say that. You ain't going to touch it at 80 degrees. Thermometer will say 100. It's not ready, but don't go far. Maybe another 20 minutes or so.
And should you allow for another 5 degrees once you take it out?
Well, what happens when
Keep
you
cooking?
Take it out, if I like to take it out at 110, 112, you know, going with the touch. Every roast is different. Depends on the size. You just take it out, put it in an open place, cover very loose. Tin foil would be great, and you don't wrap it. And just that heat will make it pop to 115, 116. Not even that. It might stay right there. If it's too low, it's going to go down. I mean, you know, it's not rocket science, but you got to pay attention.
See, I don't trust my touch the way that you do.
You've
done
feel
this
it.
A long time.
I'm telling you.
I have an instant read thermometer to a tenth of a degree.
Just like Jell-O.
Yeah.
You're really raw. Okay. It hasn't firmed up yet.
Sure.
But it shouldn't do that at 110 degrees. See what I'm saying? But you're double checking yourself. And that's about it. So this side, allow at least an hour, hour and 10, hour and 15 minutes, and you carve a prime rib like I'm just talking about, which goes for about $100, maybe 110. It'll serve, I mean, I always use in the restaurants 15 cuts, but those are real heavy cuts. The average person, no problem, 18 to 20 cuts out of that prime rib.
Hmm. So when you preheat your oven to 500 mm-hmm. and you put it in first, right away you bring your
oven? Oh, yeah, right away. That oven is very high. You don't want to keep it at 500 because it's going to end up with a little red ball in the middle and all outside be cooked. But it dissipates. You open your oven a little bit. You open your oven. Don't worry about it. Put it in there. Bring it down. Just tells you it's a good hot oven.
And then 15 minutes per pound.
Yeah, it's about that. 15 to 20, depending. 15 to 20. It's hard to gauge.
So you do carrots and celery on the bottom to rest it on that.
Yep.
What, maybe an inch and a half worth of vegetables or?
Yeah, I always put, like, I just did a small one the other day, a small roast. I tried a regular one, the top round. And yeah, I put three carrots. You know what I mean? The big end, then the big end on this end. It keeps it all level. Otherwise, you're tilting.
Well,
you know, and I put celery in between that. you want to pop a few onions.
Yeah, I was going to say, throw some onions around,
it's smart,
right? Yeah,
smart.
Right.
Because remember, after that, you're going to use that to make your au jus.
Right.
So you want all that flavor in here.
How many people, when they come in and they want a prime rib at Belmont Hall or wherever, want the end cuts?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, true. That's the end cut.
And I love the end cut.
Do you?
I do.
It's not as pink, but all the flavor from the rub is there.
It's great. The end cut is spectacular.
Yeah, it is.
It is. So that is simple. And
that
you
is
know,
very
to
simple.
This day, I've been out of Belmont for 10 years. Is it 10? It's longer than that. I don't want to say it.
I know. How long
years.
Is it?
12 years.
Is it 12 years?
I know, because I got some mortgage left and it's coming down quick.
Oh.
I'm going, oh my gosh, I'm going to be out. But and I still get, what I'm saying is, I still get phone calls Christmas time, Thanksgiving time, and I get them. And they'll say, George, yeah, you don't remember me, but my name is Joe, and I go to myself, I don't remember you. He says, could you tell me how to cook that prime rib? You know, you did it before, and I never kept it. So now, with these little iPads, I just I send it by email. And I've been sending them out quite a bit. You know, and they thank me. I get Christmas cards after.
Is that right?
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Wow.
Yeah. That was perfect. You know, it's really idiot-proof.
Well, we got to send that to Amy, social media girl, so she can put it on Food for Thought.
Yes,
website.
That would be good. Okay, let me know.
Very good. And you know, Dad, next time you make it, take a picture so we can put a picture.
Yeah, I know.
With
I'm going to do it. I want to do it this summer. But I want to try the other one.
Oh, with the bone in?
I want to try the other one. I have to go back to my
Well, you know what? We're going to go on a short break when
we'll
come
bring
back.
It out. It's very simple, but we'll bring it out.
We'll talk about that
All
prime
right.
rib
good,
recipe.
Good.
All right, you're listening to Food for Thought, 107.7 FM. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike in studio, 814 Elm Street, the Beacon Building. And we are in studio with my dad, George, and he's giving some delicious recipes. We're talking... Dad, did you know that the food holiday today was National Prime Rib Day?
Yeah,
that
you told me earlier.
Kind of cool.
Kind of cool, is right.
I know.
And nobody's going to go home and have it, though, apparently,
no.
probably.
I know, on a Monday. Who eats prime rib on a Monday?
You got to go purchase it, and you got to get
That's
it ready.
That's right. As you said, let it warm up a good couple hours.
Exactly right. And you know, the other hint, like I said before, if you really got the time, have the time, I mean, we all have the time, you should oil it and salt it, not the night before.
Not the night before?
Yeah,
the night before. Okay.
And then put in the fridge, and then
let
that day let it warm up, and then she'll be seeping a lot better. Overnight is the best thing. Because you take the cafe, it's moved now. What's the name of that? Ooh, can't think of it. I would say it's in Boston. We used to go right on Dennis's studio down the end on the right. Remember that big restaurant?
Oh, Stephanie's?
No, on the right, way down the end.
Maggiano's?
Nope. No, my John's in back of you. The other way. It's not there anymore. It just has Brian. It moves. But they have the aged prime ribs and you can.
Oh,
in.
Capital Grill.
Capital Grill. Now, you want to go have a prime rib, you have it over there. And they're aged 30 days.
Yeah. They have. You can see them
they
hanging.
Actually take
have you ever
some
been
of that
to a
mold.
Capital Grill?
I've not been to Capital Grill, but I've been to places where they do age.
I am telling you, I think I'm going to go this week. We were supposed to promise Christopher a place to go. We're going to go. It's worth every penny, the Capital Grill. All prime ribs are aged 30 to 45 days.
Wow.
And you get a cut. I mean, Jesus, it's crazy. You know, it's expensive. But remember, you've ever been?
Capital Grill?
A side of mashed potatoes is enough for three people.
Yeah.
You know, a vegetable, you just, because when you pay, it must be $50.
Do you remember I was married to Dennis?
Yeah, I remember. I remember that. No, but I remember, you get a prime rib and you just get the prime rib. You know, and you make a mistake when you go, I'm going to spend, it's going to be, what the heck? You know, Jesus, you get the mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
You can't do this. You got to split that out a little bit.
Wow.
Anyways.
So back to in bone, right?
Let's go back to the bone in. Bone in, let me see. If you're going to do. Whoop.
That'll take off words with friends that you're playing there.
No. Yeah. Yeah, right. I'm having a hard time.
Yeah, we've actually done a bone-in prime rib at our house. We typically do it.
I never did it.
As you suggest, George. But I love the idea of laying it on a bed of vegetables.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
That really is a great idea.
Yeah. You're going to do the same thing as we said, all right? You're going to
the beginning parts?
Right, the same
the
as the
EBOO
same. Although you
seasoned.
Put your carrots and your celery and all that, because now you get the bones to stand it. This is going to be a bone-in rib. instead of buying a boneless one, you're going to buy bone-in.
Now, what is the difference between buying a bone-in one?
The pound price goes down, but the weight goes way up.
Yeah.
So you actually pay more than a boneless.
And they separate the bone and then they tie it up as well, right? Have you had it that way before?
Yeah, but no, this here isn't separated. You're taking the whole bone in.
Taking it all,
and you're going to cook it. The only difference you're going to do that 500 degrees. You always do that when you get a big, huge amount of meat. Even if you can do a steamship of roast beef, you're going to go 500 degrees.
Can we do that in the average person's oven?
Yeah, if you have a wide oven. That's the difference sometimes in homes.
A lot of people don't, though.
I always make sure when I get a house or an oven.
Oh, yeah.
You bring that pan, you know.
Right.
A good cookie sheet.
You mean when you're going to look at a house, you're going to bring a pan with you to make
You take your good old trusty rule. I think it's 36.
Yeah, I believe it is.
36 inches.
Okay.
Because a 32-inch range won't do it.
Okay.
Right.
Get what you pay for.
There you go.
But anyways, you get a bone in. It's going to cost you more. If a bone that's cost you $100, it's going to cost you about $127, $130 because you got the meat, you got the fat. The fat is good. So this is hard to believe. And I've heard of it before, and I saw it on TV. It was Food Network. It was one of the restaurants out in Georgia. You take that bone in prime rib, and I can't believe it when I see it. 1 inch of each, 1 inch of granulated garlic, 1 inch of granulated pepper, and 1 inch of salt, and you cover it.
Are you saying there's a total of 3 inches of... How does
it
stay on?
Well, you got the EVO, and you cap it all well. You hold it real well. Some falls to the bottom. And that's simple. That's all you did.
Wow.
Okay?
An inch?
An inch.
That's a lot.
And I saw him put it on. What the heck is he doing? Pouring. You know, what's his name? Guy Fieri. What's Guy Fieri? Hey, old man, I've seen this before, you know? It impressed me, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And it was impressive, and I've heard it before, but not an inch, mm-hmm. you know? This guy did an inch, and I'm going to do it.
How does it stay on?
It does pile up, you know, because your rib, your bone, it's sitting on the bone, it's going this way. And if you're smart, think of it now, the bone is moving forward, the cap is bone and fat.
Okay, all right.
And now the bottom is meat, so you want to make sure you put that vegetable again underneath there or a rack. You know, because you want the heat to go all around. And 500 degrees before you start working with this thing, then 350 when you put it in. This is that simple. 3 hours later, take it out. Take the cap off. This will be medium rare. That's when you carve the bone off. You got the bones, okay? It will be medium rare. Now get ready to carve, dunk in au jus, and make yourself the most wonderful sandwich you've ever had.
Mm.
This is the way to have a sandwich. And you just dunk it, and the medium rare gets a little bit medium. You know, don't leave it in there too long because you're talking 150 degrees.
Now, when you said 3 hours, does that depend on how big it is? Or?
He says it doesn't. It averages out 3 hours because you're carving and dunking. You know, it should be fine.
That's interesting.
And he says this place was doing 10, 11 a day of
wow.
these things. You know, it's all sliced like that.
Yum.
And it was on a nice big roll like we use for our hamburger our hamburger roll at the Red Arrows. This must be great with an out-time barbecue in the summertime.
Mm.
You know, everybody's making a sandwich. If you want a good slice, carve it off. Who cares? You know? But what you're doing, you're reducing it to a boneless again. And I've done that before, and I don't know where I was. I think it was somebody's house. The cap, we cut them, and then we roast them low and slow. And you got next thing to, you know, pork ribs, but they're beef ribs.
I could go for a slice of that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know. Good That's old right. beef. Well, being that prime rib day.
I know.
I think we owe it to ourselves.
I think so. Do you know who has great prime rib is Athens.
They always do.
Is that
Athens,
right?
Athens right here do. On, so what is it, Central Street?
Yep.
Delicious. They have great.
They
and
have.
I think they only have it like Thursday, Friday, Saturday
yeah,
night
that's
or something
what they
like
would
that.
Be.
But it is, remember when Spats was around?
No.
You don't know
I don't think I was in town
over
then.
at the Circle?
Circle. Rotary.
Really?
Yeah, I've only been here 30 years.
I was there.
It was there? Okay. I guess
I
never
yeah,
got there.
Oh, yeah, no. It was definitely there. You
gone.
Never heard of Spats.
It's when I was Sol Belmont. It's about 10 years they
okay.
figured
oh,
out.
All yeah. right. But they were always known for prime rib. It was always them and then and Athens, which, you know, you wouldn't think Athens.
Athens,
really
we go there at least twice a month.
I love
Athens. I get
Athens.
It to go.
Mm.
And I get it to go, and we get the lamb. The lamb. The lamb shoulder.
With their dressed or dressing is, oh, with yeah, the lima
yeah.
beans.
Got the lima beans and all
so
the eggs.
Good.
Oh, my God. I could say it's $14. It's well worth it. Two people can eat on it.
Yes, because it's huge. Even the prime rib, two, three.
They have
can
a
eat
very
on.
Vibrant to-go business.
Yeah, they do.
Because whenever I go, there's people waiting to go. You know?
And they do that lemon rice soup.
Yep.
You know.
Yep. It's a good place. It's a hit. One of those. Remember, we made a show of that once. The Hidden Jewels.
We did.
Hidden Jewels of Manchester. That's one of them.
Definitely is.
And they started that when I started Belmont Hall and Restaurant, 1975.
Really?
It was running before, but I remember them together. We're competing, you know, and they went their way and I went my way. But, yep, a lot of hidden jewels. I love them.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
That's true. Can you think of another one?
Yeah, the one up on North Elm on the right. What's his name?
Oh, Steve's House.
Steve's House. That's a hidden jewel.
Steve's House?
Very good place to eat.
How'd that one get past me? It's on Elm.
On the right, right before you get,
It's like two or three streets past Bridge.
Yep.
Okay.
Two, maybe three streets on the right-hand
side.
It's
a hidden jewel.
You know, I have walked by there, but it doesn't look like anything on the outside.
You try it. Yeah, I have a time to get a seat at 5 o'clock at night, even tonight.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's true. Well, a lot of older people.
You get soup and nuts, don't you?
You do. I think you
do. Everything.
I haven't been for a long time, but you know another one that's really good?
Goes that a lot of Raymond. He
uncle
goes there
Ray
once a
goes
month.
There.
Yeah.
I know. He does.
Yeah.
I always see him checked in there. Yeah. My uncle. He checks in every place he goes.
He does.
So funny. But another good one is Pappy's Pizza, too.
Yeah.
They have very
for prime
good
rib?
Food. No, not
no.
For prime rib.
I've been to Pappy's.
No, we're off the prime rib.
Oh, okay.
Over there,
I know.
It's more ethnic Greek.
Okay.
Yeah.
At Steve's House. He's excellent.
Yeah.
I don't care what you get there. It's excellent.
Well, Dad, thank you.
Yeah, it was fun.
We'll
thank
have
you,
to
George.
Think of another topic for next week. And I think you need to make that prime rib and bring some in for us. What do you think?
I've been really bothering me to do that.
I'm in favor of that. All in favor, aye. Motion carries.
Yeah, I know. That would be very nice. It's so easy with a Cambro, right?
Yeah.
Go to home.
Exactly.
Bring it in.
All right. Kale and Company's up next. We'll see everybody tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.